Hey everybody, Jeff Dunham, how are you? Welcome to a video here that's going to be kind of unlike anything that we usually do. Now, Matt's with me, and Matt, we do videos every once in a while that are not comedically themed, correct?
Correct.
by intention, not that we're trying to do stuff that isn't funny. It's always funny. But, you know, we do car videos with stuff on cars and have fun with that. But today I want to do a video on something that's somewhat related to what I do. I build all my own characters. I built Walter. I built, you know, Bubba J, all those guys. And when building them, obviously you use tools. And I want to talk about a company today that has been building a product in this country for over 100 years. Now, I love to support American-made stuff because I'm from here. Just as when we go and visit other countries, and Audrey and I, you know, we get on tour, you go to Germany, I love to buy whatever it is that they make the best, better than anyone. You go to the Black Forest, you buy cuckoo clock, that kind of thing. So you get the specialty wherever you are. And in this country, there's a company named A.H. Gerstner & Sons that has been building tool chests for over 100 years. And why do I care about the tool chest? Well, first of all, because I have tools, and I have three different workshops. I got a workshop out here in the shop here. I've got a little workshop in my office, and I have one on the tour bus. So I love keeping my tools organized. And usually, when you go to a mechanic shop, he has a big giant toolbox and drawers and all that stuff. But rarely do you find a tool chest. And Matt, do you know the difference between a tool chest and a toolbox?
I don't, actually. I was literally because when we wrote the description for this, you corrected me when I said toolbox.
Yeah.
And I was going to ask you, what's the difference between a toolbox?
A toolbox is basically a box, and you put all your tools in it, right? And there's sometimes a tote, and the tote is just an open thing with a handle on it, right? And in a toolbox, you just a box, and maybe it has a tray in it. That's it. A tool chest is like a chest of drawers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So let me go back on this company here, though, for a little bit. I have a couple of notes. So H. Gerstner & Sons, they've been building these things for a long, long time. And Harry Gerstner started this company before he was even married. And he didn't have any kids. And he called it H. Gerstner & Sons. And so, obviously, the Sons later took over, right?
They had big plans.
Yeah, big plans. They now the family calls it wishful thinking. Because Harry Gerstner got married and had three kids, but they were all girls.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So there were no sons. So, but eventually, as time went on, you know, three daughters, then one of the daughters, husband, so the son-in-law took over. He sadly died early, and then another son-in-law took over. And now Scott Campbell, who is the great-grandson of Harry Gerstner, now runs the company. So it's still a family-run place. It's in Dayton, Ohio. And they've had the same building since 1914. 1906 was when Harry started the company. They started building these tool chests. And then 1914, they built the facility that they're in right now. I wanted to show you this, Matt. I just thought this was charming. Scott sent me this photo when it snowed. We had the horrible weather this year. And it's just, how charming is that? How great is that? Established 1906. That's when he built his first toolbox. So basically, he was a pattern maker. Do you know what a pattern maker is? Just say no.
I could guess, but yeah, it would be a wild guess.
Yeah, it, Scott explained it to me, and I just got bored and said, never mind.
So is that the original building that's like they've been in?
That's the original building, the same one they've been in. Yeah, and the photos from there are fascinating. These guys building these tool chests. Now, back then, both machinists and mechanics had these things. Today, you go into a mechanics shop working on cars or whatever. You expect to see what, Matt? You know the guy knows what he's doing if he has a Snap-on toolbox, right?
Snap-on, Matco.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of those big brands.
Right. Or he's just spending too much money on his tools and toolboxes, right?
Well, you know, I'll be honest. I had no idea how expensive that stuff was until my father told me, you know, this tool chest here is like...
Right. How much it is. Yeah, but it's quality stuff. But let's get back to these guys.
Yeah.
Okay. So they started building these things and selling them, and this became the machinists. When you were going to hire, everybody had their own tools back then and carried them around wherever they worked. They had their own tools, and so they had the locking toolbox or tool chest. And if you walked in to a place looking for a job as a machinist and you had a Gerstner tool chest, you were immediately hired on the spot because they knew you knew what you were doing. And apparently, Scott tells me that in the early 1900s, people worked 60 hours a week, and the cost of one chest was 1 week's wages. So they weren't cheap back then either. So, and I think now, what do you say when you get engaged and you buy the woman the ring, that it's like 6 months' salary to pay for the ring?
Yeah, that's just the down payment.
So it's cheap. So it's cheaper than an engagement ring. Put it that way. And so I became fascinated with these boxes because of my buddy Gary Brightwell. Used to open for me a lot, a stand-up comic. And his hobby right now during the pandemic has been getting some of these old Gerstner boxes off eBay, getting ones that have been used up and beat up, and he refinishes and refurbishes them and then sells them. And it's fascinating to find some of these old things. But I got interested in these things because of the history of this box and the fact that the company's still in business. They're still pumping these things out. But then what happened to them is the same thing that happened to me with merchandise. Guess what? They've got this quality product, and what happens when you have a great product?
Somebody rips you off.
They start knocking it off. And I went into, I got online and started seeing these things. And then it's like Gerstner International. Wait a minute, what's Gerstner International? There's Gerstner USA and Gerstner International. What was that? And they were much less expensive. And then I go into I don't want to bag on the store, but the place that I went in, the place of business. But let's say it rhymes with Larbor Great.
I have no idea what you might be saying.
I went into Larbor Great,
I love that place.
And then they had what looked like from 20 feet away the exact toolbox. And I went, well, wait a minute. Why is this only $80 at Larbor Great? And so I started doing some research. I talked to the folks. I actually called Scott Campbell, the great-grandson, and talked to him and learned some really great information. And by the way, these three toolboxes I'm going to show you, I bought all these. This is not a commercial. I just love the history of all this and the quality of the workmanship. And the one point of this video is I want to settle the argument, because people say that the box at Larbor Great is the same as their international version. And it's not. And by the way, let me talk about the international version. We'll talk about the boxes in a second. But first you have the USA version. This is the top quality one right here. This is the one they build in Dayton, Ohio, by hand, et cetera, et cetera. Well, don't show them too much. I can get closer in a minute and show you all the details. But in the early 80s, they started having problems with people knocking them off and different countries knocking them off. And so they decided to come out with their international line, which is slightly less quality materials, slightly less quality hardware, not the close attention to the hand-built detail that their USA version is. And they came out with this, but their point is the factory that builds these doesn't sell them to other places. There's one factory dedicated solely to making Gerstner's international version. And so you can't buy them anywhere else. So then when you get to the Larbor Great one, this is a complete knockoff. Has no similarity whatsoever in quality to these other ones. And so I was really curious. I knew what I would be getting with the Larbor Great one because I was standing there looking at it. And then when I ordered these from Gerstner, and this one, by the way, their international one you can get on Amazon. And the price difference is amazing, but the quality is really, really great on their international one, even when comparing it to the USA one. So let's run over a couple of details, and then we'll show you, for those of you who are like, you know, what am I getting? The bottom line is the same old thing. It's you get what you pay for, and that's exactly what you get. So I guess, Matt, we should start with the top dog here. And they have many different models, and I chose this one for let me tell you the different woods. You can get them in, they build their chests out of white oak, cherry, walnut, and other varieties. So all kinds of crazy woods. They've custom built them. And you can get the ones straight off their website, or you can have, for an upcharge, have a few customization things done. For example, this was American cherry, and usually they put the brass hardware on it, and I wanted the nickel, so they put the nickel on it for me. That's the other thing. All these are hand rub stain with a lacquer finish, as their international version is. Hand rub stain with a lacquer finish, beautiful. And the USA version has polished nickel or brass plated hardware, and whereas this is polished chrome plated hardware. And as for the wood, I learned something that I didn't know, Matt. I was like, a veneer? You don't want a veneer. You want solid wood, wouldn't you think?
Well, my father was in the veneer business, so I would beg to differ.
Okay, so you know. I had no idea. I would think, no, you want solid wood, it's quality. Nope, because on the larger pieces, a solid piece of wood tends to warp or to crack. And so on the backs and on the larger pieces, they do a veneer. But it's a high-quality veneer with plywood. And the reason they do that is because it'll absorb moisture without cracking and without warping. So, great. That's what that is. And they do that with the international version as well. So let's see, what else? Well, let's show you, I want to show you the high quality work that this thing is. This nickel hardware is just beautiful. You can just touch it. Audrey, my wife, she came up and I said, tell me which one's the crummy one. And she walked up and went, the cheap one I meant. And she goes, oh, that one. I said, okay, and which one is the nicer of these two? And she walked up and just did this and went, oh, it's got to be that one. You can just, because you know how she knew that? From jewelry.
Oh, yeah.
And from, not from jewelry, from like, I guess purses and stuff. You can tell the knockoff stuff just by the feel of the metal and all that.
The springs and the clasps and all that.
I think so, yeah. So this is high quality stuff. Do you see that roof spring, the top spring up like that? I love this feature. So here we go. And this is iconic Gerstner stuff right here. This mirror, the diamond shaped mirror, that was their signature. And then of course, everybody started knocking that off. And it's amazing. These knockoffs are just look from 20 feet away, exactly like this. But do you know why they had the mirror? I think I told you this before.
You did tell me.
Yeah, because the machinist, if they got something in their eye, they didn't want to have to search for a bathroom or, you know, find a mirror somewhere. They just run over when they're doing the work. I guess, did they not have safety goggles back then?
There was no OSHA.
Okay, all right. And then this, the really nice green felt, or you can get brown felt. I wanted the green. I just thought it looked classic. And you can tell just the details by how finely cut this felt is and how well it's glued in. It's absolutely just perfect, just beautiful. And then when you get down here to the drawers, and this again makes it a tool chest, not a toolbox. This slides back in here. And again, here's where you get to the hand, the fine, fine details. You can tell these corners, it's all, every one of these drawers, here's the amazing part. Every one of these drawers is custom fit to its place. And tongue and groove, everything is tongue and groove. So it's really high quality construction. But every one of these drawers is numbered, individually numbered for where it goes in the box. So in other words, this drawer won't fit exactly where this other drawer is. So every drawer is custom fit. So the tolerances are really tight and beautiful. You know, and you can pull these drawers out with one finger. Whereas when you get to the Larbor Great one, you know, it's like ka-conk, 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 ka-conk. And again, you get what you pay for. If you want to spend $80 on a tool chest and you're just going to put some knickknacks in it, fantastic. It's $80. This one right here goes for currently for $1,300. And this is their 207 Classic. What they did in 207, I guess, is they went back and found the classic box, you know, and emulated it a bit. And again, these drawers are just, I mean, it's just beautiful.
But this is the kind of thing, too. It's like, you know, furniture in general has gotten cheaper and cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. But, you know, when they make it like this, this is the kind of thing you will to your grandkids.
Oh, no, this is right. That's the reason when Gary's, you know, rebuilding these things, refurbishing them. These things have been, there's boxes that are 80 years old, 100 years old. They're still great. They've just, you know, seen the moisture and gotten all beat up. But the bones are still there. And yeah, this is, you're buying, I'm telling you, I love this because you're buying a piece of history. It's such quality, great work. It's the same reason I'll go back to the cuckoo clock. You know, for Christmas 3 years ago, we bought a really nice cuckoo clock made in the Black Forest, and that's where you do it. And you just, you look at that thing and you go, this is quality, quality stuff. It's just amazing. And you can't tell online the quality that this is. You just can't. You have to touch it and to smell it and to feel it. But this, I mean, listen to that drawer glide. It's great. And again, it's not like a toolbox, a big metal toolbox that has the glides in it. This is all, you know, tongue and groove and the sliders like that. What else can we say about it? Hand stain and lacquer rub. Just great.
Well, my question actually is, I noticed that this one
okay
is bigger.
Oh yeah,
than this one.
Okay, so on Amazon, this was their, I guess this is just a good selling one. And what they did was, the reason they call it Gerstner International is because they wanted to leave themselves open for if the manufacturing country changes. Now, it's made in China right now. Great. But again, that factory is made just to make the Gerstner boxes. They don't knock them off and put another label on them and send them to another seller. The only place you can get them is with them is the Gerstner name. So let's move to that one. And again, I wanted to show you this, Matt. I didn't touch on this. This is just a fine little detail. You see these pins right here? Well, when you close the front and then you push it down, those pins lock the front.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. And again, the quality, holy moly, just great. Let's leave it open. All right. So now let's go to the to their international version. So what was I talking about?
We were just talking about the sizes.
Oh, yeah, the sizes. Yeah. So this is the current one that I could look right now. I'm sure there's a couple other ones by Gerstner. But this is the current one, and I loved it. And it's called the, and it's the same thing. You open it up, there's the two pins. And this one right here is only, now this one right here goes for $1,300, whereas the one on Amazon, their international one, this is $295. Oh, wow. How can you miss for $300? And I love the quality of this. It's amazing. I almost don't want to use it. But to have this in the shop just to bang around at $300, who cares? This is great. This is beautiful piece of artwork. This is, I don't care. It's kind of like having a car that has a few scratches on it. You just drive it.
Right. No, you're right, though. It's like, that one's almost like furniture.
Yeah.
And this is like useful. You're like, not that that's not useful, but you don't feel the guilt.
One of their customers came up with a really great analogy that I thought was perfect, and that's they compared it to coffee. This is your boutique coffee shop. Maybe slightly better than Starbucks. You want a good cup of coffee? You go in the boutique coffee shop. They grind it right there for you. It's just the water's the perfect temperature. That's the boutique coffee shop. This is the coffee that you make at home. It's still pretty darn good, and you like it, and you'll drink it every day. It's great. This is when you go to Pep Boys, and the coffee's been on the pot there for all day long.
While you're waiting for your tires to be changed.
Right, exactly. I love Pep Boys, but their coffee, not so much. All right. And again, so there's a little, the tolerances aren't quite as tight on the drawers, and they still work really well. Nothing wrong with them at all. But, you know, and again, I think this drawer is going to fit where the other one is. You can see the staples. It's not the hand, you know, it's not glued perfectly like this other one is, et cetera, et cetera. But again, you know, it's great. And they say that if this isn't just a toolbox. People use these things for now for jewelry, for knickknacks, and you know, you can put like this next to your front door and have it open and having some watches or something sit in there and it'd be beautiful, right? No
but
comment.
But for you, your purpose is out here in your garage.
Yeah. Because, again, when I build the dummies, you can see all this junk laying around here, all my, you know, all these little tools and stuff, and it's stuff I use all the time, but it'll be nice to have it finally organized and not all over the shelves everywhere. What else about this? Again, the felt isn't quite as good a quality. The hardware is good, but not quite as good as this. But again, you're getting what you're paid for. But the bang for your buck for this, to me, is just great. It's amazing. Piece of artwork, really great. Again, let's go down here to you get what you pay for. If you want to spend $80, you don't have a boatload of cash, you want something that looks good, looks okay, and you know works fairly well, great. But again, look at the knockoff. Look at the knockoff. That's horrible. But the felt, this is like a velvety stuff, and you see how the gluing is, and it's not perfect, and there's, you know, pulls in it and bubbles and all that. So... this is like a jewelry box, you know.
Now, is this designed, like, with this pull-out piece and then the number of drawers, was that specific to this company, or is this just how toolboxes were made back then?
I think, I may have this wrong, but I think Harry Gerstner, when he was a pattern maker, he built his own toolbox at home, his own... tool chest at home, and his other buddies that were working there said, I want one of those, so he started building them for them, and then he realized he had a business, he asked for a raise, he didn't get a raise, and then he started his company.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah. There you go. So, yes, so I think I could be wrong, but I think he was the first one to come up with this particular design. Everybody started knocking it off. I don't know if he was the first one. That'd be a great question for Scott. I should call him. What else?
Well, when you first got one of these, it didn't come in one piece.
I wasn't going to mention that. Yeah, Jack, I took little Jack, 5.5-year-old Jack, with me. I said, let's go get the toolbox. We got it. They had it waiting for us. We put it in the car. It was in a cardboard box. We got it home. We opened it. And somebody had obviously dropped the box. And all the right hand, the drawers were all crashed and broken. And they very nicely, that's one thing about them, they're great. I took it back and there were no questions asked. They said, we have one more in the back. They brought it out. And again, for $80, great. There's a lot of work that goes into that. You know what I mean? There's a lot of drawers there and why not? But it's not, you know, it's not the quality that you're going to find with something that's very specifically made beautifully. Okay, so let me see if I left out anything important. So this is the chest, but then there's also other pieces. There's what's called the mid-base and the rolling cabinet. And their version is also, they have it at the factory for the American version. And then they have the international version, and I bought both of those simply for the price point. So here's the mid. Let's put this all together. Let's make it look right. It's not light. It is good wood. Okay. So you have the whole set here. And again, this is all their international version. And it all goes together, and it's great. Comes with keys, you can lock it up. But look at that. How great is that? So their mid-base here, guess how much this mid-base is, Matt, with the three drawers in it?
Oh, a couple $100 if that top piece is...
Yeah. So the mid-base is $264. That's from here to here. And then the rolling cabinet, it's a more expensive, but it is, you know, it's significant. Yeah, that has actual rollers on it.
Oh, yeah.
The rollers on the drawer, yeah. So this is $1,000. But still, for what you're getting, you compare it to the, you know, the big giant metal toolboxes, and it's great. And the big rollers on the bottom. And the little standy thing over here. And, oh, I got to get this. Well, anyway. So this comes out, and you've got a platform here and a piece that goes underneath that holds it up. Great. And there you have it. Again, it's American-made, Chinese-made, designed by an American company. Great. And so if the China factory doesn't work out and they have to change it to made somewhere else, it'll still be Gerstner International. But this, how beautiful is that? And I can't wait to go to Dayton, Ohio and go through the factory and meet some of these folks that are building these things. Just, you know, in the family forever. It's fantastic.
And again... This is all you're doing. This isn't like...
Nobody's paying me. Yeah. Nobody's giving me anything for these three chests here. I paid for all three of these just because I wanted to do it because I love building things. I love using tools. And, you know, I was just fascinated with their story. It's great. Anything else? Okay. So Harry Gerstner originally made them for a journeyman's precision tools. And that's the difference. This isn't big, so you're not going to get a whole bunch of giant screwdrivers in there. These were made for precision tools like, you know, like what? Name it. They're compasses and...
I mean, if I were you, I'd be putting your brushes and sculpting tools in this.
Yeah, you're right. I have a baggie full of sculpting tools. They should all be neatly laid in there. So, all right. Oh, and apparently Dayton loves Gerstner and Sons because... They renamed the street they're on. They renamed it on their 100th anniversary to Gerstner Way.
That's pretty great, though. Yeah, I mean, that whole Americana thing that we just don't see anymore.
No, you don't see it much anymore. And again, this is great for America. I love supporting American stuff. Just like when I go, I have so many fans all over the world, but whenever I come to your country, I love eating at the place that the native food is and going and buying a couple of products of whatever it is that they make better than anybody else. And so, you know, this to me is American craftsmanship at its best.
Very, very cool.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.